Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I'm getting a little bit trigger-happy with my brand new idea, which is to attach Matt Dyson to some electrodes. When I was 14 years
giving
old.
Giving away his age again here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's just the other day then, yeah?
It had been out for 20 years when I got it. It already been out, OK? Ow. You OK?
Yes, fine.
Watch it, you. Yeah. Watch, I've always got one eye on you. Ouch. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Be the envy of everyone on your street with your very own Dave Berry Breakfast Show wheelie bin sticker, complete with QR code. And right now I'm going to give you a chance to win one as we play Stick It to the Bin Man. I take a clip from the show and all you have to do is answer one simple question and the bin sticker is yours. And this morning's clip comes from yesterday's show when we looked at the aftermath of yesterday's team challenge. Here we go. But then, well, we got to see an old friend. And I could see the look in producer Dave's eyes. As all the balloons were laid strewn across the TV studio here, he was thinking, there's only one man who can step up now. One man's little friend.
Any chance he gets.
Any chance he gets. And that was when he pulled out. So, to win yourself a Dave Berry Breakfast Show branded bin sticker, just answer this question. What did producer Dave, old Swiss over there, pull out to pop the remaining balloons? Was it a pocket knife or was it an AC/DC logo emblazoned Zippo lighter? Was it a pocket knife or an AC/DC logo emblazoned Zippo lighter? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin, man.
With Wix.
Walls need a splash of colour? Find the perfect shade of paint for your home at Wix. Shop the stunning range of coloured emulsions in-store or through the Wix app.
6:45 on your Thursday morning. It is time to stick it to the bin man, and joining us on line one is John. Hello, John.
Hello, Dave. Hello, team. How are you?
John. Very good, John. So I was talking to John during that last song. He just was bragging. He just said, I've got two big bins.
Whoa,
he just said, Dave, I've got two massive wheelie bins. And John, I like that about you. You're bolshy, and I like that in a person. So, John, one of your bins is brown, one's grey. It is my lifelong ambition to have my face stuck to a grey bin. Are you going to make that dream come true?
Oh, I'll definitely make it come true.
Oh, thank you,
very
John.
Good, very good reason, because you'll then be competing with one of my neighbour's bins, because he's got Ned's Atomic Dustbin sticker on his.
I see. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's nice on the dustbin.
What a street to live on, John. Right. Great. All you need to do is answer the question. Whilst popping balloons as part of the team challenge, what did producer Dave, old Swiss over there, pull out to pop the remaining ones? Was it his pocket knife or was it his AC/DC logo emblazoned Zippo lighter?
I guess it was his pocket knife.
It was, of course. That's why we call him Swiss. Old Swiss. There he is. Well done. I bought an AC/DC logo emblazoned Zippo lighter from Leona Graham's stall at the Isle of Wight Festival this year.
That's right,
It really kicked off her, that business. That's she's taking the week off. Yeah, she's doing it down on the
she's
coast now.
Well,
it's really good. She does them all. Yeah. She does Iron Maiden.
Flying off the
She's
shelf,
got the full
something.
Shebang. Well
Slashes
done
hat.
To Leona.
She's got one that's just the hat shape.
Just
and the flame comes out.
There's a little bit of Slash's brain and then the flame comes out. It's lovely stuff. John, well done. You've stuck it to the bin, man. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, team.
Cheers, John. Take care. We'll speak to you real soon. There'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man next week, because, of course, tomorrow, for you early birds, got your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. It is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition, which for any newcomers is basically the big trending topics across the socials.
Yeah.
Matt, may I start off this morning? Is that okay?
Just in a please do,
One of the big things that's trending in the world right now is the video of our team challenge, which we took part in yesterday. We had to burst as many balloons as we possibly could. Now, I put my heart, soul and body into that. Mm. You injured yourself
doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Emma, you gave it your all. Mm. And how we did, Matt, you won and you came second, I came last. That doesn't matter to me. Yeah, what matters to me the most is they did post that video. The producers posted that video. Yeah. It meant a lot to me, and I gave it my all, and no one thought to tell us that they were going to put the Benny Hill theme tune underneath that and make us all look totally ridiculous.
Yeah, mugged off.
The comments have been lit, and not in a good way. Let me just add that.
Very disrespectful.
Massively disrespectful, and I'll be remembering that on team challenges going forward. Yeah. Unbelievable, producers.
Bad ethics, yes.
Matt, what else is going on out there?
Well, there's a big crime story that's being shared a lot on the socials. You know those big toy cuddly bears? You can get like huge oversized cuddly toy, like a 5 foot teddy bear that you find in the corner of a kid's bedroom or something, right? Police were looking for a car thief who they wanted in suspicion in connection with a twocking taken without owner's consent, and they raided police in Rochdale, went round to this guy's house and were searching for him, and they couldn't find him anywhere in the house. They look in his upstairs bedroom, and then there's a massive cuddly toy teddy bear in the corner of the room, but they think nothing of it. And then while they're looking around, they realise that the cuddly toy is breathing. The stomach of the cuddly toy seems to be moving. It's like, this is a very realistic toy. And they looked at it on closer inspection. The guy they were looking for had taken the stuffing out of the cuddly toy and climbed inside it.
Wow.
That's genius.
Amazing, isn't it?
But then you give yourself away by breathing. Come on,
man. You're
going
to go to that much trouble. Yeah. Hold your breath while the breeze is in there.
If you're going to twerk, hold your breath. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times.
Famous saying of yours.
Yeah, it is.
But I imagine they must have been in that room for so long, he probably couldn't hold his breath any longer. Oh, God, no.
Were they not suspicious about the pile of stuffing that was just by the door?
It's a bit of a giveaway. The Rochdale police have tweeted that he's now stuffed behind bars, saying they hope he'll have a bearable time inside. People are calling for the body cam footage to be released, which I think would be amazing, isn't it?
If he'd stolen the car wearing it, I would have said just let him off. Just let him off.
I mean, you could call it a bungled escape attempt bungle from Rainbow. Yeah. You had a massive walking teddy bear. Okay, let's
move on.
Emma,
I don't know what you mean.
You're too
young. Born in 94, bro.
Yes, Dave, of course. Yes, of course you can't remember Rainbow. I know you can't remember Rainbow. Okay, fine. So next we've had Frost Nixon.
Yes.
We've had Maitlis versus Andrew. Now another heavyweight clash on Good Morning Britain.
Right.
Maidley versus Blackburn.
Richard
and Tony coming together, a meeting of minds, talking about Absolute Radio Pirates, our new pop-up station, which you can listen to this Friday. Right,
this Dave? Friday on Absolute Radio 60s. It is very special, Matt. You're right. It's Absolute Radio Pirates. That's what we're turning it into. It's all to mark, by the way, the anniversary of a law being passed which banned pirate radio in the UK.
Yeah.
So you're going to get all your 60s tunes that you love. But the aforementioned Tony Blackburn and Johnny Walker are going to be telling stories of broadcasting back then. Plus, our dear friend, a modern broadcasting legend in the shape of Sean Keaveney, is going to be talking about the influence that that whole thing had on the music scene. Of course, you can listen via the app, your digital radio, your smart speaker this Friday from 10.
Yeah, very exciting. And
Tony Blackburn's been on the promo trail. Is that what we're saying?
Well, basically, Good Morning Britain is becoming the official mouthpiece of Absolute Radio. We have Kopranos on there last week. Talking to Maidley. Now we've got Blackburn.
Let's just give Maidley a show. Come on, boss people!
Absolute Radio Maidley. I would listen to that pop up. That would be amazing. Well, yeah, because he's the closest thing we have to a real life Alan Partridge. Mm. So here is a snippet of the conversation.
So how did you stop the records from jumping?
We put a threepenny. Do you remember the threepenny bits?
Vividly, it was in my first pocket money.
We put them on the stylus, on the head.
On the top of the needle.
On the top of the needle thing, yeah. And so it didn't rock around. We rocked around the ship.
Did you get seasick?
No, I love rough weather.
excuse me, Tony. Let me ring the bell.
Did you vomit over the mixing desk? No, it's fascinating stuff.
Absolutely.
And I'll share the video. You can watch it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later on Save Your Date. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. Time to earn those shout-outs here on The Breakfast Show. It's coming up to 20 minutes past 7. And I want to know, in which year were these three songs released? And this morning, we're having a proper play with all things Absolute Radio Noughties. Have a listen to this. Everything you do. It's a Coldplay Yellow.
Right.
which I got it nailed on already from that.
Have you?
The Dandy Warhols' Bohemian Like You, which I thought came out in the late 90s, to be fair. So it's a bit of a curveball. And the Offspring original Prankster. The Hypebeast One was still wearing his Offspring jeans. Very low cut.
Yeah.
So, which year did all three of those songs come out? As I say, it's from the playlist of Absolute Radio Noughties, so that's as much of a clue as I can give you.
Yeah.
What I want is your names, I want your answers, I want to know where you are, and I want to know what you are doing. Send the whole thing along to 8-12-15. You could be getting your shout-out next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Download the Wix app, shop on the go, and find everything you need for your next home improvement project.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's Absolute Radio on your Thursday morning. It is time for you to earn your shout-outs by guessing the year. This morning, we were fully focused on one of our many playlists, and it was Absolute Radio Noughties. But in which year were these three songs released? Everything you do. So we had Yellow by Coldplay. I reckon they're going to be big.
Coldplay and yoga. You heard it here first.
Bohemian Like You, the Dandy Warhols, also released in that year. The Offspring, original Prankster. So, Matt Dyson.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Well, I think it was Coldplay that swung it. Yeah. That's the year 2000, I think.
Emma Jones?
I knew it was early on. I was going to go 2001.
Yeah.
The answer is 2000. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, Coldplay swung it for me as well. Congratulations to Sam from Ramsgate, off to keep the railways running. David in Northern Ireland, driving from Windsor to Londonderry. Paul at work in Stockton-on-Tees. Craig in Rotherham, just bending some steel. Woody having a coffee on the back of his little boat after spending the night sleeping under the stars in the Lake District.
Oh,
Woody, live the dream. Jim celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Jim!
Yes, Jim!
Yes, Jim! Paul in Shepparton out blackberry picking, and the Ogster, who's sitting in a van listening to the show, getting ready to put on some work gear for 8 hours in quote-unquote this heat. Good luck with that, the Ogster. And congratulations as well. Yes, it was the year 2000. And guess the year, earn your shout-out. We'll return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's 7.37 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where the producers have put a new button on the screen in front of me. It's not labelled, and I've just been told to click it.
Really?
So here's a leap of faith. Okay, here we go.
Bonus challenge.
Oh.
Bonus challenge.
Oh. Well, they're making their own sound effects now. Bonus challenge.
Oh, not another one.
We've only just done one. I'm still recovering from my injuries.
Okay. Thank you, Hypebeast Womble. Been handed an envelope. Is that your handwriting? Or did Lulu write that? okay. Bonus challenge. Shall I open it?
Nah.
Just move on. There's nothing they can do. Do you know what? Let's just have a chinwag, play some records.
No, thank you, not for me.
They don't control us.
Well, they do, though, don't they? That's the problem, isn't it? Old Swiss over there.
Yeah.
I'm like a glove puppet to him.
We're
unbelievable.
All like a different prong on his army knife.
The hirsute fish scaler that is Matt Dyson. No, Matt's right, though. We did 99 on-brand balloons yesterday, which you won. Emma, you won the first challenge of the month on the brain train. I'm yet to win one. Maybe that's all about to change. I'm not going to have to get up, am I? Right, here we go. Dave and the team, this is a quick-fire bonus challenge. Under your seat... You'll find a sheet of black card and a bottle of sun cream. You have 30 minutes to create a self-portrait. Using the card and the sun cream in this challenge, we're calling it Factor 50 Faces. We will be putting a photo of each of your attempts on our Twitter at Absolute Radio, and our audience will vote on which sun cream portrait they think is the most accurate. Okay, 30 minutes to create a sun cream self-portrait masterpiece. Matt, Emma, and Dave, your time starts now.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Have we got like paintbrushes or anything like that, or what are we supposed to use?
Just a black card and a sun cream.
Just squirting it.
Oh, are we doing it right now?
Yeah.
I do normally have my breakfast at 7:30, so...
ruining Emma's routine.
And I've had to stand up. Oh, I can't believe I hate this. Dad! I hate this! Okay, our time starts now. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £19, now only £14. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Matt Dyson is rubbing cream into both his faces. Yes. It is, of course, an on-the-spot team challenge, something we've never had before, named Factor 50 Faces. We've all been presented with some black card and some Factor 50 sun cream. We've got to do a self-portrait. We're going to be posting them on our Twitter feed in about 10 minutes' time, and then you're going to vote for your favourite. It's at Absolute Radio, should you want to get involved. You're dappling your own chin.
Yeah, I'm trying to do stubble. I think it's quite a good effect I've achieved, guys.
I would go with the opposite. I don't think it's working out at all. I think it's an horrendous mess.
Well,
and you certainly won't be getting my vote, young man. Emma Jones, you've given yourself angel wings, which, whilst you are an amazing person, is quite egotistical. I'm sure you'll be the first to admit.
I see myself. You know, I've been waiting for this creative outlet.
How are you finding it?
It's smelly. It's smelly.
Your smelly face.
Smelly and greasy.
Okay. Emma's smelly, greasy face won't be getting my vote. However, this guy... Well, I've taken the time to give myself a shirt and a tie, so...
Yes.
When you take the time to give yourself a sun cream tie?
Yeah, because I thought, you know that sort of KFC sign that looks like it's the Colonel's legs and arms? That's what yours sort of reminds me. It looks like you've got thin little legs and long spindly arms.
Well, I've got both of those things, Matt, and this is not the time to bring them up.
You look a bit Bart Simpson-esque as well, I think, but I mean, it's good.
Yeah,
it's
the hair's
good.
Not worked out too well, I'm not going to lie. So anyway, it is a Factor 50 Faces. I'm yet to win a challenge. We are going to be posting these, as I say, on our Twitter feed at Absolute Radio. You can vote for your favourite. The winner will be... I don't know anything about this. When are we going to pick the winner? It's 10 past or...?
Tomorrow.
This is going to go over 24
go
hours.
Votes, right.
This is why I like to be in the production meetings. Unbelievable.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning. It has been exactly 30 minutes. Since we had a team challenge sprung on us, myself, Emma Jones and Matt Dyson are taking part in Factor 50 Faces. We were given some black card and a bottle of suntan lotion because obviously it's going to be one of the hottest days of the year so far. That's what the producers were thinking. We've had to do a self-portrait. We are posting these on our Twitter feed at Absolute Radio, and the winner of the challenge is decided by you. You get to vote for your favourite. And just having a little look around, well, I've achieved, obviously, a dream of looking like Simon Cowell from 1986.
Yeah.
Emma Jones has done an incredible picture of her face.
Yeah.
But she's given herself the neck of the Rock.
Such a wide neck.
You're so your hench.
I'm hench. I lift a very heavy baby every day. Suddenly very muscly.
I know, but it's all in the neck.
Yeah.
Almost the suntan lotion's pulsating with the vein that runs down the side.
Yeah,
one of those people have like a chain with a lock on it as a necklace.
She's got a bike chain on it. it's the head and neck are reminiscent of sort of Mr. Blobby, if you can imagine that sort of
look.
But I mean, no, only in the painting. But the initials are amazing. It's just the network really let you down.
The social network.
The social network.
Is what your autobiography,
you can see the network.
Movie would be called.
See the network on the social scene, actually,
yeah. So go check it out at Absolute Radio. We're not trying to nobble you. We're not trying to influence your votes. Mm. But, you know, please let me win because I've not won a challenge yet. Thanks very much indeed. Now, we decided to dedicate some of the show today to finishing the sentence, why did nobody tell me that? 8-12-15 is the number. Nikki says that the Womble isn't based on a real animal that lives on Wimbledon Common. Nicky didn't know that.
Really?
It was made up into adulthood. Yeah. Sharon says, why did nobody tell me that if you pour a carton from the other side, it pours better.
Really?
Now, did you know that?
I don't think I did. But aren't they identical, the two sides?
No, so if you've got, like, an orange juice with, like, the little screw cap and you've got the hole, you'd put the hole closest to the lip of the mug, for example, or glass.
Oh.
But if you turn it round the other way, less spillage.
I didn't know that. Why has nobody told me that?
Barry says, why did nobody tell me that Gary Oldman and Mo from Enders are siblings?
Oh, yes. It's a great fact.
You know Big Mo from EastEnders? That's Mo Gary Harris. Oldman's sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
what?
Gary Oldman is her brother, whichever way around you look at it.
Wow.
They are siblings.
Yeah, yeah.
8, 12, 15. Finish that sentence. Why did nobody tell me that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave, why did nobody tell me that on Venus? A day is longer than a year. That's coming.
What?
Coincidentally, Venus has the same circumference as Emma's neck in the portrait she's done.
Hey,
the pictures are out there, by the way, if you want to have a look on the socials.
We're not trying to influence your votes, but if you take into account neck ratios, don't vote for Hermione over there.
I think you just forgot to put it in, didn't you?
If you want someone to pop a balloon or remember some train stations, she's your girl.
Yeah, I don't need your points, so don't vote for me. Whatever, do whatever you want. I'm winning, so...
I'm just desperate to get a win. At Absolute Radio, you can vote on our self-portraits that we've made out of suntan lotion. Why did nobody tell me that? And I'm going to chip in here. I've been so excited. So they rebranded Sky Sci-Fi, right?
Oh, right.
And what they used on their home screen was a picture of Tim Curry as... It,
yes,
the clown,
the
Stephen
It.
King classic, the original, which I received for my birthday on VHS when I was 14 years
Giving
old.
Giving away his age again here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's just the other day then,
It had been out for 20 years when I got it. It had already been out, okay? You okay?
Yes, fine.
Watch it, Watch, I've always got one eye on you. One eye on Emma's neck,
that makes
one
sense.
Eye on you.
That timeline makes perfect sense, Dave, yeah.
Why did nobody tell me that the ending of the original movie edition of It is so bad?
Yeah.
It's so awful. I'd forgotten. Like in the movie, ironically, as I've got older, I'd forgotten about it. That's what happened, which is the point. So I love it, because I love all that stuff in the 50s when they're kids and it's really scary and it's based on Stephen King's book. I know that Stephen King doesn't like this adaptation of his movie. I think he prefers the more recent one. But then I love it when they all get back together at Derry and they have that amazing Chinese meal and they're all getting together. And I'm like really invested in it. I've been watching it obviously bit by bit because I have responsibilities now.
Yes.
Not like when I was 14, which of course was 10 years ago. Shut up, Matt.
That was preemptive. That's not fair. I haven't said anything.
Oh, sorry, I slipped. but yeah, it's so poor.
Yes.
And I've just watched it bit by bit over the last few days. It's in two parts as well.
Yeah, we can do spoilers. I mean, you basically anything where you see the monster sort of ruins it for me.
Yeah, at the end.
That's not good, was it?
Really? Yeah, but they kind of
poor special effects.
They had like
as well.
Used fireworks at one minute when they destroy it. They used like some footage of like New Year's Eve fireworks from Sydney.
Oh, it's so
that
poor.
They'd like kind of cut and pasted onto its chest.
Yeah. It should come with a warning.
Matt, what about you? Why did nobody tell me that?
Well, something my 10-year-old daughter Bess noticed recently, which I hadn't thought of until she said it, but it is true. Because we'd spent the time with my dad, Bess's granddad, and her Nana and Papa and her grandma recently, and she noticed that all boomers, people of a certain age, when they use their smartphone, they use their middle fingers to navigate around the phone, which is so... And then
it's true.
Once she said it, I looked around and it
it's
did...
Like, it's true.
They open up the wallet that it's kept in, and then they pull the glasses down, look
on
quite
the nose.
Far away, and then they use a middle finger to navigate. Yes,
or the forefinger. I feel like it's always two-handed, They never use their thumbs.
No, never thumbs.
You're right. People that don't use their thumbs to...
Yes, but never the index finger, just always the middle one for some reason.
Is that what we're going to do, do you think? Just going to evolve just to being like a fist with two thumbs? And according to Emma, a giant neck.
With Wix. Walls need a splash of colour? Find the perfect shade of paint for your home at Wix. Shop the stunning range of coloured emulsions in-store or through the Wix app.
8:36 on your Thursday morning. About an hour ago, we heard this for the very first time.
Bonus challenge! Bonus challenge!
And so the bonus challenge sprung upon us as a surprise was to create a self-portrait out of sun cream. It was called Factor 50 Faces, and you're voting. We've got 24 hours at Absolute Radio. We're having a little update of the scores. Now, obviously, as we know, Twitter can be a really harsh place, particularly if you do a self-portrait of yourself with a massive neck. It was never going to go well.
Oh, yeah.
It was never going to go well. Yeah. So we have an update.
Yeah.
Emma, if only you had a vote for every inch of neck you've got in your self-portrait. But you've got 26% of the vote at the moment.
All right, well, someone's tweeted me saying they love my dress, so who's the real winner?
It is a nice dress. It is a nice dress. And your handwriting on EJ, the way you signed it, very good.
Thank you.
A massive
V-neck.
The
hair's good as well. Matt, you got 33% of the vote.
Yeah,
as it
some
stands.
People sound like Ernie from Sesame Street, but I think some people are also comparing you to Robbie Rotten from Lazy
Town. Yeah, I'm getting that a lot. Yeah,
which is an obscure reference.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not doing well out of this either. I'm not picking on you, Emma. Nobody's winning here, no. Except for the producers and their surprise challenge idea. But I am currently in the lead with 41%. Keep voting at Absolute Radio. We really do appreciate it on the surprise challenge Factor 50. Faces.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials, and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And today on the show, we carved out a wee bit of time to ask you to complete the sentence, "Why did nobody tell me that?" The number, as always, was 8, 12, 15. Helen says, "Why did nobody tell me that hangovers get worse the older you get?"
Yes,
is that true, Matt? Have I got that to come?
Yes. Yes, Dave. You'll find out one day.
Tom in Cheshire says, "Why did nobody tell me that the average public swimming pool contains about 20 gallons of wee-wee?" Yeah.
And the more that you get that chlorine smell, that means there's more wee in it, because the wee sets off the chlorine smell and makes that chemical reaction.
Sorry, I just don't want to hear that story. I enjoy swimming in public baths. I just didn't need to hear that story, but thank you. Pete in Northampton says, "Why did nobody tell me that people should say prunes instead of cheese when having their pictures taken?"
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Prunes, kind of, using the expression prunes, it basically naturally sucks all your face in. So your little gullet under here, and your little pinch coming when you say prunes, whereas cheese opens you out.
Yes, oh, that makes perfect sense.
If you look at any of the publicity pictures I've done for Absolute Radio, I am pruning within an inch of my life, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that. Thank you very much indeed. So that was us completing the sentence, "Why did nobody tell me that?"
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning and we stopped down on the no-repeat guarantee for a very good reason, because it is Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
What you got this morning, Matt?
Relatable content in the form of a song alarm, Dave. Can you sound that alarm, please?
Yes, have of course
one?
I can.
One. Yeah, yeah. Very nice piece of work from a musician, comedian and improviser called Matty Hudson, about a certain scenario that can happen on stag do's. Have a listen to this song. It's a lovely piece of work.
Boys are at the airport ready for the stag. Just overhead storage, no check bags. And they're getting fierce, groom filling with dread. Already got to a lift into his head. Excitement is toxic, time to revert. Best man's printed novelty t-shirts. All of a sudden things get a lot harder. They spot the arrival of the groom's father. Oh, hi Clive, so you could make it.
Clive.
God is dead on the stag do. And it's changing the vibe. That is a well-engineered bridge. Let's hope he's all right. Where did you get a copy of the Financial Times?
I love it. So good.
Excellent.
He's brought his dad on a stag do, which it does change the vibe. I think on mine, my dad was there for the key is one night with my dad and my uncle, and then either side of it, they're not there. That's the best way to separate it out.
Okay.
And have a bit of sensible time and then get let off the leash.
Well, you know, your dad will be thrilled to hear this for the first time on his son's show.
I'm sure it's fine. He will understand. But it's an amazing video. I will post it on my social media.
Please do.
Have a look for yourself. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for your Thursday morning, but leave you in the more than capable hands of what can only be described as a daily podcast. You can get it wherever you do your pod dealings. But what shall it be named? Matt Dyson.
What have we got?
We got Leona Graham Zippo Lighter Emporium.
What a moment.
Which has got to be a real thing. Yeah. I'd invest in that.
I would.
100%. Yeah. If you're going to Twok, hold your breath.
Valid advice, yeah.
I know you can't remember Rainbow.
Yes, you can't, can you? Of course, don't press the
I'm not going to press it. No, I love Rough Weather.
Oh, yes.
Not Blackburn. My words. The words of Tony Blackburn. Well, like a prong on his Swiss Army knife. It's old Swiss producer Dave over there. The social neck work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A fist with two thumbs and a giant neck. Oh, poor Emma. And pruning with an inch of my life.
Oh, if only Emma had pruned, she might not be in this situation. But the picture of Emma's neck, I think the self-portrait has to be. So I think a fist with two thumbs and a giant neck, really.
Sorry, I'm snorting now. That's not a pleasant sound for you all, is it? Continue to vote on our Twitter feed. Who did the best self-portrait made of suntan lotion? That's the big surprise challenge to us all at Absolute Radio. So coming up next on Summer Payday, we've got £25,000 to give away. Details coming up. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.